Hello, and welcome to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now leader, Ryan Thomas.
This earth is marked with the scars of war. Armed conflict has been present throughout recorded time as nations have risen up against other nations. Where I live in Virginia, there are many such markings. Battlefields, forts, plaques, and markers dot the landscape. Looking into these great battles and conflicts, there is often a lot of thought about the strategies that these armies took to win the battle. A wise general considers well his army, the strength of it, his capabilities, their equipment, and so forth. He thinks about his enemy and his strengths and capabilities. In a similar way, spiritually speaking, this world is also marked with the spiritual scars of war between light and darkness. This war has claimed many souls. The United States has seen many battles in this war. We read about wonderful moves of God during our relatively short life as a nation. It is estimated that between 75 and 90% of the settlers that came to the American colonies between 1600 and 1776 were Protestant Christians. In the 1730s and 40s, the first Great Awakening occurred. Preachers like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield were used by God. There was a massive wave of repentance and personal devotion to God. Moving forward in American history, we could speak in depth about the waxing and waning of spiritual life through the 250 years of American history. Our nation has been under different degrees of spiritual conviction over the years. Sin has either been accepted as normal and encouraged, or it has been shunned and even made illegal. Where are we today in the great battle between light and darkness? There is, as we speak today, the battle for the souls of men occurring. Souls are choosing every day both how they will live in the world and also where they will spend eternity. It is good that we see victories from place to place. God has been good to His people. We experience great liberties to gather together. Churches dot the landscape of this great and vast nation. Missionaries have been sent out, and there are many walking with God. However, the works of darkness cannot be ignored. While we can be happy that God's ways are being advanced in different ways, the enemy is fighting ferociously and is making great advances as well. For example, the family unit, a God-ordained structure from the beginning, has been under attack. It is clear that our nation has been under attack for some time. As a wise military strategist must do, we should consider well our enemy and his methods of attack. Any honest assessment of this battle must conclude that the enemy has indeed made great inroads to the heart and soul of America. So as wise strategists in this great war, we should consider well our might and our ability to fight this battle. Considering the battle as it is, what can we do? The Bible gives us counsel as to how we must proceed in this battle. We read in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." We read here that this war is one of arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Arguments here refers to thoughts, imaginations, or any type of logic or thing that can be reasoned. And every high thing that exalts itself speaks about barriers to the kingdom of God, be it person or things or law or any other way of thinking, philosophies that is against the ways of God and His kingdom. When we hear of the assault on the family in our world today, the corruption of marriage as the Bible tells of it, the attacks on the church and the ways of God, these are the works of the enemy, and they are what we are at war with. The enemies of God use words and arguments to oppose God. They push it in the legislature. They push it in schools. They push it in the media and online. These are thoughts and ways, imaginations and concepts. The war is for the souls of man. And we read here that we are in the battles of this war. And just as the military men of earth have thought well their battle plans, their weapons, their strength, their strategies, so has our great general and captain of the Lord of hosts. What weapons do we use in this great spiritual battle that is so clearly being fought in our world today? A very well-known example in the Bible gives us great insight as to how this battle must be waged as God would have us to do. The Bible speaks about the armor of God in the letter to the Ephesians. I will not go into all the details in the armor of God today. It's a great study, but I will just read from Ephesians 6:10 through 18 so that we might understand what is this battle, what is the enemy, and what is the plan of God for us to be victorious in this mighty battle. And we need to remember that this battle is for us today. This is not a doctrinal lesson for a theology class. The battle is real, and your life and those around it are affected by it. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I just want to pause here before going on, and just to recap, we have just read that there is indeed a great battle against wickedness. We are to stand strong in this battle. We read that this battle is spiritual, it's not physical, and God has given us protection and weapons for this battle. And all these things you may be familiar with. But now at this point, the Bible tells us the action that God wants His people to do with this armor and weapon. What does the Bible say right after describing the armor of God? Verse 18, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And verse 18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Imagine this. Prayer is the action part of the armor of God. The Bible is telling us to put on the armor of God so that you can pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. The entire purpose of the armor of God is to get the soldier prepared in order to battle with prayer and supplication. Prayer is the manner in which we must be in battle in the current war of righteousness that is occurring in our day. Prayer is the action call. And according to this passage, the Bible is clear that the one of prayer must have the right preparation. We must have the belt of truth, or how else will we know what is just and right to pray for? We must have the shield of faith, or else the fiery darts of the enemy can knock us down and discourage us. we must be saved, the helmet of salvation, to offer prayers in the name of God. And the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, His Word coming forth through us, not our Word, but God's Word. After this preparation, men and women of God are thoroughly equipped to pray for the battle that we are now in. How can we effectively war against the godlessness that now fights for the hearts and souls of America? It is the prayer and the supplication of God's people. E.M. Bounds wrote, "Prayer is God's necessary business, which men only can do, and that men must do. God has given His people a charge to pray concerning this great war that we are in, and it is the duty of His people to be doing so. The battle for this nation is being waged in the spiritual realm, and our prayers are the means in which God has called us to fight it. The battle is real. It is spiritual, and it is ongoing in our day. But our weapons are not flesh and blood, but they are mighty through God. The armor of God prepares us, but prayer is how we engage in the fight. Every day, the enemy attacks hearts, families, and communities. Our call is clear. Stand firm, be vigilant, and pray without ceasing. And prayer is the way that God will advance His kingdom through us. So let us rise, fully armored in truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, and the Word of God, and enter into the battle with prayer. In this great war between light and darkness, may we be faithful soldiers and be praying always with all prayer and supplication." Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.